A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, because you are haughty of heart, you say, a god am I. I occupy the godly throne in the heart of the sea, and yet you are a man and not a god. However, you may think yourself like a god. Oh yes, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that is beyond you. By your wisdom and your intelligence, you have made riches for yourself. You have put gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom applied to your trading, you have heaped up your riches. Your heart has grown haughty from your riches. Therefore, says the Lord God, because you have thought yourself to have the mind of a god, therefore I will bring against you foreigners, the most barbarous of nations. They shall draw their word, their swords, against your beauteous wisdom. They shall run them through your splendid apparel. They shall thrust you down to the pit, there to die a bloody corpse in the heart of the sea. Will you then say, I am a god, when you face your murderers? No, you are a man, not a god. Hand it over to those who will slay you. You shall die the death of the uncircumcised at the hands of foreigners. For I have spoken, says the Lord God. The word of the Lord. The response, it is I who deal with death and give life. I would have said, I will make an end of them and blot out their name from men's memories, had I not feared the insolence of their enemies, feared that these foes would mistakenly boast. Our own hand won the victory. The Lord has nothing to do with it, for they are a people devoid of reason, having no understanding. How could one man rout 1,000 or two men put 10,000 to flight unless it was because their rock sold them and the Lord delivered them up? Close at hand is the day of their disaster, and their doom is rushing upon them. Surely the Lord shall do justice for his people. On his servants he shall have pity.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, I say to you, it would be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, Who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, For men this is impossible, but for God all things are possible. Then Peter said to him in reply, We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us? Jesus said to them, Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. The Gospel of the Lord. Many regard sports heroes, movie stars, fashion icons as specially blessed by God. And in Jesus' own lifetime, many regard regarded God's future promises to those who had the greatest blessings at the present time. You know, the rich, the titled, the landed were God's favorites. But they must have been surprised when they were told otherwise. You see, those who are quote unquote blessed by God will probably end up at the back of the line in God's kingdom that was breaking through in and through Jesus Christ. In today's gospel, Jesus gives us a vision of God's new world, where everything will be turned upside down and inside out. Jesus uses Old Testament language. For example, the Son of Man, who sits on his glorious throne, is referred to by Daniel in chapter 7 of his book. And this is where God's kingdom will fully be established, when evil will be overthrown and God's blessings will prevail through the whole earth and God's people will be vindicated. So who are these people who will be vindicated? You know who they are? They're the ones who looked foolish in the eyes of the world. You know why? Because they were rooted in love. They were rooted in the truth. And they were rooted in goodness itself. Yes, the first will be last, and the last will be first.